We're in the middle of Sif Lamed Tes, Simen Lamed Beis. Let's run through it again. So we're discussing the concept of ribua, that the tefillin have to be square. So we'll give a little bit of background. We'll go through that somewhat quickly. We'll do a quick review of yesterday and today. So the Mishnah in Megillah says that one who makes round tefillin, it's a sakana and there's no mitzvah. What's a sakana? The sakana is because the top of the head is soft. I mean, we put it where the baby's head was soft. I don't know how soft the heads are of an adult, but basically, if the tefillin are round and you bang into something, there's a fear that it's going to go right through your skull into your brain, and it's a sakana. So, where, and on top of that, there's no mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, well, does that support the braisa that says that tefillin have to be squared? And then on that braisa that tefillin have to be squared, I'll read it to you. Leima tanina lahad tan rabbanan tefillin merubos halach l'moshe misinai. So does this Mishnah support the braisa that says that squared tefillin are halach l'moshe misinai? And on that, Rava comments, bitfaran ubalach sonan. The stitching and the diagonal. Again, okay, the diagonal is halachic because if you learn geometry, there's different ways of playing with squares, I don't know, whatever. Diamonds, squares, I don't know. They discuss how you need the alachson. Both the alachsons have to be the same to be a perfect square. Fine. But, so the question is how to understand this Gemara. This is what I was struggling with yesterday. So the story is like this. It's explicit in the Gemara that the stitching has to be square. Rashi, nonetheless, famous Rashi, appears in a bunch of places, because this same Gemara is also in Menachos, also in Megillah. Rashi, there's a bunch of different places, everyone quotes Rashi. Rashi says the stitching has to be square, because otherwise if you pull it too tight, you're going to mess up the square of the titura. So according to Rashi, the stitching does not really have to be square. It's just a technicality. If you mess up the stitching, you're going to mess up the titura. So according to Rashi, it's the titura, the bottom part that has to be squared. Now that we sort of see from the Gemara, because the Gemara is talking about the bottom part, the part that could theoretically go into one's skull and hurt him. So the titura, the bottom part has to be squared. I forgot to bring a pair of tefillin again. The stitching sounds... Most poskim say it's explicit as to halacha moshe misinai, except for Rashi, who just understands that the stitching should not mess up the titura. Then the question becomes, what about the batim themselves? You know, usually we talk about square tefillin, the Hamonam discusses it, we're talking about the batim themselves. We're not really talking about the bottom part, we're certainly not talking about the stitching. So, Tosa says, there are those that are only make square the bottom part, the titura, and the top was somewhat round. That's what Tosa says. And then he says, it seems like really the only thing you need from this Gemara is the tefillah to be squared. Even the bottom part perhaps doesn't need to be squared. Okay, so...
It can't be round on the bottom because then it's a sakana.
Can't be round on the bottom because then it's a sakana.
But it can be round around the sides. It can be a circle.
It can't be like an egg.
Right. They get that.
Sphere.
Okay, so, but the Lashon of Tosas is there are those that only square off the bottom, which means that if you'd walk into the Tosas Shul, there'd be people there with tefillin on top that was round. That's what it sounds like. And the Tosas, we're going to do another Tosas as soon as we get to Sif Mem. Tosas says, there are those who make their batim out of white leather. So according to you go into Tosas Shul, sounds like you're going to see people with white round boxes, and that they call tefillin. he doesn't just give some sort of opinion. He says this is what people do.
No, yeah,
Yesha Osin. It's like sound like he knows people who actually did this. It's not a theoretical discussion. There are people going to Tosas Shul, they connected to Tosas, and you're going to see people with white rounded Shel Rosh. The bottom is going to be squared, flat, but the top is going to be round. Okay. Now, the Bira Gro over here is very, very, very helpful putting things together. And he brings down from the Rosh, then we talk about squared tefillin, we're talking about the bottom have to be squared. And Rav Papa, there's Machlokis in the Girsa, if it's Rava or Rav Papa, who talks about the Tefira. So, is Rava clarifying what the Gemara means, and it's only the Tefira and not the bottom at all, which is what some of the congregants in Tosfos Shul would say. But the Gra brings from the Rush that no, Rapapa is adding, meaning not only the batim have to be squared, but the stitching, which you might think is not significant at all, even the stitching has to be squared. And then the Gra says, and the bottom has to be squared, and that you see from the Gemara, although you're saying only the it has to be flat, that doesn't mean it can't be rounded. I don't know, I don't know what to do with that exactly. But that, the Gra uses that Gemara as a raya, that the bottom has to be squared. Maybe because the whole thing is in the context of that Gemara, talking about going into the head, but you're saying, why can't it just be, have it flat on the bottom, but why can't it be round? I don't know, not sure. Okay, so let's go through this. Lamed Beis, Lamed Tes, which we did yesterday. It's Tefillin. Bein Sharosh, Bein Shayad, Alach L'Moshe Misinai, Shiu Merubaot, Bitfaran. So here, the Mechaber is going right with the Tefira. It's interesting that he starts over there. Because according to the Gra, the Tefira is just being Mosif on what's obvious, and that it applies to the Batim. It doesn't sound like the Mechaber learns like that exactly. So the stitching, you look at the stitching on your Tefillin, top and bottom, it perfectly makes a perfect square. Uba'alach sonan, and the diagonal has to be a perfect diagonal. What does that mean? I does the math for us. Dehainu, shiu ribu'an mechuvan or kokerach bo. Squared means that the orach and the rochav have to be the same. Now, there is an opinion that says that rectangular is also squared. Squared means 90 degree angles. And I forgot who it was. They quote someone who says it should be two etzbot by one etzbot or four by two or something like that. A rectangle. That's called square. But we pass that is not called square. Square is halacha Moshe Misinai. I think the Beis Yosef says, it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Don't play games unless you can bring a real raya that squared means 90 degree angles as opposed to orko karachbo. Length equals width. Don't do that. So here you see, you need the length like the width. And when you do that, kidei shielam oto alachson sha'amru chazal ko amsa bibua amsa uchechumsha balachsona. When you have an amma going this way, an amma going that way, the diagonal is going to be 1 2/5 amma. And again, post can point out that's approximate, they approximated pi, and therefore the tefillin don't need to be 100% exact, has to be as squared, we saw yesterday from the Mishnah, as squared as one can make it. Which nowadays is more squared maybe than it was 20 years ago. But so now the mechaber is mosiv. It's the how do you pronounce that word? The rabeya, makom moshavan. So now you need not only the tefira to be squared, but the titura, the bottom has to be squared. The gam habatim and the batim on top also have to be squared. Hago, aval gova habatim. It does not need to be a perfect cube. The height, one of my sons likes to be different, and he insisted on smaller tefillin. So there's no shear tefillin. So the length and the width of the tefillin is smaller, but the height is the same. So the height, now I didn't even measure. I think generally it's a cube. Well, it's sitting on a base. It's a cube sitting on a base. But my son's is not. And I asked the batim, I said, okay, he said, it's fine. The height is not part of the square. It's a square, not a cube. So that's what you see here from the Rama. You don't have to worry about the height. Mechare continues. Osam merubaot. You made square batim. V'yachazman is kalkel ribuan. And then the square part got messed up, whatever that means. Yesh misha omer shetzorech le rab'an. There is someone who says that you have... Oh my gosh, look at the size of that animal.
It's kosher, relax.
Whoa. All right. Came to hear the shir. Wow. I haven't seen one of those in years. Okay, so Yesh Mishomer, if the ribua gets messed up, that you have to fix it. So this is very interesting, Mishabura. It's a very sadistic Mishabura over here. Mishabura says, Katan Kuf Pe, Yesh Mishomer, Ein Cholek Bazer. There is no one who disagrees with this. V'derech HaMechaber Kim B'harbe Mekomas. But in many, many places, the Mechaber will... say such a thing. If it appears in one place, one of the Rishonim says it, the others don't say it, but they don't disagree with it, so he'll use a lashon of Yesh Misha Omer.
Because he only found it in one place.
He only found it in one place, but not that anyone disagrees. No. Okay, now, the I don't know if it's a Chiddush, but the Chiddush they bring down over here, and what they compare it to, is we learn by Tzitzis, the Tzitzis have to start at a certain length, and then we have the garmudin that after you make kosher tzitzis and then they get whatever caught in your bicycle, so it's okay as long as they started kosher. Over here, it's not like that. Here, it always has to be
Mirubah.
Always has to be square. They point out because there it says basu lam tzitzis. It didn't an asiya. As long as the asiya is not okay, I mean, we still have rules. You can't just whatever have the tzitzis come off entirely. Obviously, all the rules. Listen to all the shiurim that we gave in hilchot tzitzis. So over here, either mirubah. So the four different compartments of the shalrosh should all be the same size, even though the parshios inside it are not the same size. Some are bigger, some are smaller, as we already discussed in the past. Okay, so Mishbura points out over here, we don't every day, you know, check our, officially, you're supposed to check your tzitzis every day and make sure they're kosher. You don't have to check the ribua of your tefillin every day to make sure it's kosher. Mishuba sifkat and kuf peyalef shetzach l'rabban dekem the ribunu halach l'moshem misinai b'chol shaita ba'in and shiur merubon. Every second needs to be meruba. Mikomakom ein tzach l'modam b'chol yom. You don't need to measure every day. Im ribuam kayim shemamidin rasam al cheskasam im lo shirash in iskalka. There's a chazaka. It's kosher unless you see that there's something wrong. I know someone who put the tefillin into the whatever we call it, in the what do we call that thing?
Case.
You put the tefillin in a case. It's not a good word. I don't know. Into the plastic holder. You have a plastic holder. Then it's going to go in your tefillin bag. Put it in the holder, and he realized that it was hard to get in and out. And then he realized that it started separating. And we discussed this a little bit yesterday. So here the Bir Halacha again goes through a whole. On the one hand, if you glue it, it could be problematic because it becomes one. It's one bias. It becomes a shell yad and not a shell rosh. If you don't glue it, it can start separating. So one of the svarim I saw, maybe it was Dishu. I don't remember if it was Dishu or Pesukei Tshuvos. So he brought down someone who said that if you hold it together, it's merubah. So it's okay, even though right now you're not holding it together, it's not merubah. So one of the other posts, like, what do you mean? So all davening, you stand there holding it together, that's ridiculous. But there were many posts who agreed with that mahalach, that if you were to hold it together, it would still be merubah, that it's still merubah. It sounds like very bichesh. Not everyone agrees to that.
I just put a rubber band around it.
Where'd he go? He went into the basement.
Okay. Why can't you just put like a rubber band on it?
Put a rubber band on the top of your shell rosh to hold it together.
You have a git to hold the knot.
Get a git to hold it together.
No,
I don't know.
Like turim.
Then it would be the turim, and then we once again have a problem with that. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
I'm asking, is it like?
No, what would it be tough for?
Not really. It's much less.
I don't know. Okay, here we have a humongous beralacha niskalka ribuan. Okay, what does it mean that the ribua got messed up? Like, let's say, you know, when you first get your tefillin, they're pointy, mamish can, it hurts, you know, you touch it, it's like a mamish a point. It doesn't stay like that forever, it's not going to stay like that forever. So, at what point do you look and say, hey, now it's round, it's no longer pointy. What's round? So he compares it to the Mizbeach. So discussion, the Mizbeach has to be squared, and the krenot, the corners of the Mizbeach have to be squared, and there's all sorts of gemaras. What's the gemara? They threw the esrog, they threw something, and they knocked off, they threw the esrog at the tzduki kohen gadol, and it hit the Mizbeach, and it knocked off a piece of the Mizbeach, and now it wasn't squared. So there's a whole discussion, all the way down. And the bottom line is, you look at the last word of the Bir Halacha, tzarchin. I mean, it's not clear what is the get, you know, certain things. There's halacha, this is halacha in the kitchen, there's halacha in the base medrash, and there's halacha in the kitchen. You know, it has to be square. Okay, good. Now, tachlis. This is squared. How round is round? It's not pointy anymore.
We're talking about the bottom at the end of the day, right?
So about the top. Here's someone.
What about
the
guys who had the white and round tefillin?
Yeah, but the Mechaber Paskin, that you need the square tefillin on top. That was right. That was Tosfos. How to understand this Gemara? How important? Bottom line. Everything needs to be squared. The stitching needs to be squared. The bottom titura needs to be squared, and the bottom needs to be squared. Now you're right. There are those who say it doesn't need to be squared. Let's see. Look at Mishabur Sifkat and Kufay and Ches. Vegam habatim. The low commotion nogging sas laso shel yad agula. Birosho. Not like some people make the shell yad round on top. Rak shemir rabea hatitura milamata. I'm in Mishabur Sivkat and Kuf Ayin Ches. Where the Mechaber told us that the batim have to be squared. And Kachil says, what do you mean it has to be squared? What about Toshis's congregants where they wore round ones? So we paskin has to be squared. Not like Kamosha Nogin Sas to make it round on top. And the Bena Shoyad, Bena Shirosh Yu Mirubaim. Okay, then it says, what do you mean, Sharosh Muruba? Each one of those four compartments, Dafka, is not Muruba. It's only when the four come together that it becomes Muruba. Kesheha Arba'a Batim Yachad Yu Muruba'im V'lo Kechav Nei Atzmo.
Okay, so... Also, by Hechastis, the Be'alach ended up with Tzachin, what's considered a corner. He bought the same...
Very good.
Bottom is bad.
Very good. We need four corners. And if it's rounded off, then it's not Chayv and Tzitzis. And what's called... You're good, wow.
By we're
going over it. Very good. Right, by the four-corner garment, if one of the corners is rounded, how round is round? Very good. Right, the Bir Lachos over there had a discussion. Okay, the bottom of the Bir Aloch on the previous page, Shiyu Merubaot. It brings down. Ach l'maisa nirali dein l'smachas alinyim bracha, if it's not round on top, if it's not square on top, but I didn't mean Yishuz Yaakov. That's harbe ma'rishon, v'u ha'shimusha rabba, v'arif, skip the brackets, v'aramba, v'arosh, v'asefer ha'chum, v'o kam ha'poskim d'alocha ne'amra gam l'inyin ha'batim. Okay, so all he brings a whole list of poskim, not tosos, right? All the poskim, all that has to be squared on top. That's the halacha, and if it's not like that, basically possible. If you can't get any tefillin, you can't buy. If you should put them on, and if you can make a bracha, so that's what he discussed over here. Okay, sif mem. So the Gemara in Menachos, famous Gemara, tells us that the ritzuos, the tefillin straps, how do you say it in English?
Straps.
Tefillin straps have to be black, and halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay? Comes along Tosis, the same Tosis I read to you before, that some make the batim white. Because the Gemara only talks about black straps, doesn't talk about black batim. And the Rashba and the Rosh seem to agree with Tosis. You need black straps, you don't need black batim. But they conclude it's a noy tefillin for it to be black. It's a beautification of the mitzvah, but it's not necessary. However, there are other poskim. The Ri holds that black batim is halacha l'moshe misinai, just like black straps. You know, what is the halacha l'moshe misinai? So here the Mechaber tells us, or habatim mitzvah la'soso shachor, the mitzvah to make it black. Sounds like he holds that it's not necessary. It's a mitzvah to make it black. If you don't make it black, it's nishkefeilach. It's fine. V'ayin l'kaman simen lami gimel. Okay, this is very important. Mishabar sivkat and kuf pei dal mitzvah. Mashma, the b'di evit ain't a likuva. B'di evit, if it's not black, it's fine. V'yeish poskim disrilu d'hu alach l'moshim yisinai k'mohar ritzuos. U likuva v'hi b'di evit. And there are poskim who say, not like that, that it's mamish ma'akiv, and if alach l'moshim yisinai, and if the batim are not black, it's possible. Ubabira gra mashma shu mitzadik in alacha. The bira gra seems to go that way. V'chein b'shus Yaakov. V'chein mashma eli rabba. V'shayik nosak dola. V'yeish lahachmim lo b'makum dola. Ersha yeish lismach adivir amakidin kadeish lo is batam imitzis tefillin. Basically, it has to be black. If there's no black pair that you could borrow, and your pair is white, so maybe you could put it on. Okay. Mishabar sivkat and kuf pei hei. This is very important. So, I had such an issue with this also. By tefillin. And shortly after you buy it, some of the paint from the batim came off. They weren't 100 years old. Why should the paint come off? So I call up the batim acher. He says, look, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to tell you what he said. I'll read the Bir Alacha. What he said was this Bir Alacha. Bir Alacha. Black. Vashachruz tov shiyeh bitseva shachor she'imbo mamash klal. The black paint, the black color that's supposed to be on the tefillin is not supposed to have any mamoshes at all. It's supposed to have, it's supposed to look black, but there's not supposed to be, I don't know how you say this exactly, mamoshes of ink on the bottom.
Substance.
Substance. There's not supposed to be substance of the black ink on there. You're just supposed to have the black color. Umikamakam hamashchirin b'min glance. If you use a min glance, the targum here says tseva mavrik she'ef shel kalfo alpha p she'chol nhasim in aklafa idei pirurin dakin ein lachmir b'di'evit. Okay, so there's basically three types of ink. I shouldn't say three types. There's three ways of coloring the batim black. The way it's really supposed to be is you have no substance of the ink on there, you just have the color. And of course, that's wonderful. It's a wonderful hither. And then as soon as the ink comes off, according to the Ri, it's filling our pasul gami. So it's the same double-edged sword that we spoke about with the ribua and the glue. If you glue it up, right, then it could be thrown by. If you don't glue up, it's not separated, you don't have a ribua. So you have that problem. So it's the same thing over here. You're just supposed to have the chazusa ba'alma, just supposed to have the color without the mamoshes, without the substance. But if that's the case, then the dangers are going to come off. Then there's something, you put a real stark, heavy coat of paint on there. He says, if you could peel off the paint, that's like putting on black wallpaper on your tefillin, and it is puzzle. Then he adds, that's what he says at the end. Towards the end of Kuf Pehe. Mashechichu sofreiz manenu, shemashchir b'ticha. How do you translate ticha in English? Ticha is like what you
plaster,
right? You plaster the walls. If you have plaster or black, shechon the klov bishleim, which we call seven, that's when you just peel it off. Kamo niyar shachar, it's like black wallpaper, puzzle. That's going to be puzzle. Then there's something in the middle. I skipped the middle part. The middle is, well, we started reading it. Hamashim bin glan she'ifsha, you can't just peel it off. Afapi shechon lahasim in a klav aidei piru and dakin. But if you bang away at it, you can get off some little pieces of the black. I mean, if it's just color and no substance, you're not going to see anything coming. You're not going to get a piece of substance off. Substance not there. But if it's, you're going to get piru and dakin, so then he says, ain't lahakme b'di'evit. So, you have three ways of coloring. One's pasul, one is lechatchila, one's kasher b'di'evit. The best one is also the one in most danger of starting to peel, because all you have is a chazusa. It's very, you know, it's very flimsy. So each, whatever, it's the same double-sided source. That's what the sofer told me. I do chazusa. I came off? Okay, I'm sorry it came off. So, you know, now when you take out your paint marker, that's very thick. Right? You take out the paint to paint your ritsuos? No, it's thick.
The white-out one.
The white-out one.
The white-out one is thick.
I have the pen. Even the pen is... I find the pen.
No marmoshes at all.
You don't find no marmoshes?
I only use the white out one.
It's like a magic marker. If you write a magic marker on a piece of paper, you can scrape that off. You can't scrape that off.
No.
But the
okay, I hear.
Right. But the one with the bottle.
If you scrape away the leather, you can get it out.
I said, so yours turned white, your kids.
No, in one place. In one place, it.
What do you see? You saw cloth?
I guess. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Said,
okay, now we have to finish this up. Now there's another Gemara. Abaye tells us first says Shin of the Tefillin Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Then he says Sir Sheyagia Charitz Lemakom Hatfar. The Charitz has to go all the way down to the Makom Hatfar. And Rav Dimi the Gemara says doesn't need to. The question is what Charitz are we talking about? So Rashi says the Charitz means you have four compartments. There's three Charitzim. The Charitz has to go all the way down to the bottom. Now, that's not how I would explain it, and that's not how the Rosh brings down the Yesh Mefarshim. The Rosh brings down the Yesh Mefarshim, the Charitz means the bottom of that shin has to go all the way down to the bottom. That really, I guess, the shin sticking out. So I don't know, the word Charitz usually means an indentation. The shin is sticking out, so it doesn't sound like a Charitz. But when you look at these two options, Abaye said two things. The shin of the Tzuna Lachom HaShem Sinai, Tzarech Sheyagia HaCharitz to the bottom. So it sounds like that pshat is more mistaber because we're talking about the shin, so continue to talk about the shin. Just don't know why we'd use the word charitz. Also, the fact that it's singular helps with the shin as opposed to, it should be charitzim. The charitzim have to go all the way down. Local Orthodox sofer. Okay, so we're going to paskin. So the Rosh brings down that the shin has to go all the way down to the bottom. And then he says, V'kach nireh, and I assume because of Abaye is saying the juxtaposition to discussing the fact that the shin is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And then the Rosh says that we're knowing like both Perushim, and both Perushim are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. One over here in Sif Mem, and one coming up in Sif Mem Gimel. Charitz shebein bayis labayis. Here we're going to discuss Shitas Rashi, the charitz between each compartment of the shell. Rosh, sarir sheyagia ad ha'tfar. It has to go all the way down to the tfar. If it didn't go down, it's kosher. So this also machlekes. I thought maybe you hold like Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi disagrees with Abaye. But it's on the Beis Yosef, he brought down that the Rambam holds that this Abaye that has to go down is lemitzvah ba'alma. Sefer Truma was mistapek. Maybe it's ma'akev. I didn't learn through the sugya ba'arichos and be'ian, but they did not go with Rav Dimi. They're going within Abaye, and the Rambam wants Abaye is lemitzvah ba'alma, and the Mordechai is nistapek. So here we see it's going like the Rambam. Okay, charish mevazvaz tzarich shegiat atfar v'imlo igia nishkeferlech. It's going to be kosher. V'ushia nikar hacharish kidei shudad rasheha nirin lakov. So you have to be able to tell that the shel rosh has four compartments. See, it's very scary, and I don't know how we know that. You know, those of us who don't know where our tefillin come from, we just give it in periodically to be checked, and it comes out that it's okay. But you really don't know who wrote the parashah, so you don't know who made the batim. So here he talks. Look at Kuf Peches, Kuf Pei Zayin, Vushia. Avalim Eino Nikar Mi Bachutz, Avshim Mi Bifnim Yeshdal Batim, Bekol Parashah Bapashim Unachas Bebayis Bnei Atzma Lo Mahani. If you don't have four separate compartments on the outside, it's possible. Nikar acharit about srita or rishima ba'alma lo mahani klal ki al kopan shachazel ma'ad ben abat yishu acharitin nikarin mamash. And then I guess it's a bir halacha. He talks about basically what you could do in theory if you were a unscrupulous, dishonest batim macher. You could put a very stark coat of paint, which we already discussed, could be mamish not yotik because the whole thing could be peeled off, and then you just put a nice lines in the paint. So it looks like four compartments. I have no idea. I look at my tefillin. There's no possible way to tell if you're looking at four separate compartments or, you know, like sort of artificial lines that were put in there.
So you can see through.